Soulja Boy tell.
Hello and welcome to the Tiger's Den. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Tiger's Den, the official LSU podcast of the Dome Patrol United Network of Podcasts. I am your host, Scott. To say it's been a busy week since Brian Kelly's been named head coach of LSU would be a huge understatement. News has been flowing pretty much nonstop ever since he took over. Coaches being let go, coaches being hired, players entering the transfer portal, players decommitting, LSU going to a bowl game. It's just been crazy and everything in between. We will cover it all. We are here for you on the Tiger's Den. We will cover everything. Wes is not with me tonight. I'm flying solo. So let's get right into it. This will be a very football heavy show. Because basketball hasn't played a game in 10 days. Gymnastics hasn't started up yet. And it's been all LSU football news for the past week. And it's just been, like I said, pretty much nonstop ever since. All this week, really. It's just been nonstop news. And it's funny. You get like, you get some good news, and then you get some bad news. And you get some good news, and then you get some bad news. It's very roller coaster, very up and down. A lot of things going on just in Baton Rouge, so we'll get into it. There's a ton of moves that have been happening in and around LSU. I have 15 of them listed that I can think of. There might even be more, and this is just, like I said, pretty much mostly revolving around football. And so what I'm going to do basically is just go through everything that's happened and kind of comment it, I guess, as I go. So the first thing I guess I want to talk about, there was a story that came out that Jimbo Fisher apparently was going to get offered, or was they were talking about it, was offered the LSU job. It was, I think it was like 8 years, $125 million. I don't know if all that's true or not. That story kind of came out at the beginning of the week. I will say that I do think that Jimbo Fisher was probably their initial target, but once it became obvious that that wasn't going to happen, they quickly pivoted to Brian Kelly. So, and I think I kind of mentioned that last week. I will say that I've heard kind of a theory about how this all went down, and it sounds very, very logical. And, you know, we won't know the full story, but until probably many years from now, but I can give you kind of a brief synopsis of what it looks like it happened. So there's a gentleman named Trace Armstrong who is an agent. He is the agent for Lincoln Riley. And all the noise about Lincoln Riley coming to LSU was possibly put out by Trace Armstrong in order to give cover for Lincoln Riley going to USC. So that's smart on the agent's part to do that. Trace Armstrong is also the agent for Brian Kelly. So the rumors of Lincoln Riley going to LSU not only gave cover to Lincoln Riley going to USC, but it also gave cover to Brian Kelly coming to LSU. If you're an agent, very smart move by him. And like I said, it seems very likely that could be the case. Sounds pretty simplistic when you think about it, but very smart by him. And, you know, if that story about Jimbo Fisher is true, then, you know, whatever. But he's not our coach. Brian Kelly's our coach. And it's been a whirlwind of a week. So the week kind of started off. Mickey Joseph is gone, was let go. And when you lose Mickey Joseph, you lose a big recruiter. You lose especially someone who's tapped into the New Orleans market, which the coaches down there are very it's almost like a fraternal order of coaches, right? Like they're very close, they all know each other, and it's a very close-knit group, and it's hard to get into. So with him gone, it's like, what are you going to do to bring in that Louisiana and that New Orleans talent? And what they did was they brought back Frank Wilson. Frank Wilson was a huge recruiter at LSU for a while. He had, I believe, won Recruiter of the Year twice while at LSU. Recently, he was the head coach at McNeese, and he has left his position at McNeese. He will be an assistant, I'm sorry, an associate head coach, and he will absolutely be huge in recruiting for LSU. As a matter of fact, pretty much the moment they announced that he was coming to LSU, I saw pictures of him meeting with recruits with the LSU jacket on. So that kind of tells you he's just a very relentless guy and a very big recruiter. He's also does a lot with, I think, the DBs. And so when they hired him, it made sense that either Durante Jones or Corey Raymond probably weren't going to be with the team. And Corey Raymond was let go. I believe it was today. I'm recording Thursday, so I think it was today, yesterday. So he was let go. He has been at LSU for 10 seasons. He was the defensive back coach. It is a very big loss for LSU. I will say that. He is a very good coach. He's a heck of a recruiter. And, LSU really developed and became DBU while he was here the past 10 seasons. A lot of people, especially former players, are upset by this. Corey Raymond, while he was a great coach, I think he probably left because he felt disrespected a little bit by some of the people they were bringing in. Not the people they were bringing in, but the salaries that they were getting, right? So he was at a lower tier salary. You bring in someone like Frank Wilson, who I believe they're paying $900,000 to. And that's almost like a slap in the face because he's Corey Raymond's been here for so long. And it was kind of slapping a disrespectful him, which I can understand from his viewpoint. He is going to Florida. Florida's going to be a problem, y'all. Florida's going to be a problem probably for the next 10 years while Brian Kelly's coaching, right? They've always been competitive against LSU, but you got Napier, now you have Corey Raymond, and it's going to be an issue. He's going to recruit Louisiana. He's going to, Louisiana, well, there's not a lot of kids from Louisiana going to Florida over the next few years. So just get ready for that because it's going to happen. Corey Raymond, there was probably, I think, two names that you expected to stay at LSU. Corey Raymond's one of them. Kevin Faulk was another one. Today, Kevin Faulk got let go as well as running backs coach. The bigger hit is Corey Raymond. Out of all the people that have been let go, Corey Raymond's the biggest hit. LSU had great defensive backs before Corey Raymond came here. And they will continue to have great defensive backs when he leaves. All these changes that Brian Kelly is making, all right, and we're going to go through more of them, but I might as well get to this now. A lot of people are upset about Corey Raymond, and I get it, right? But all these changes, you have to trust in what Brian Kelly's doing. You have to trust him because they're paying this man this amount of money. He's one of the best coaches in the country. He has always won wherever he's gone. And everybody needs to just kind of take a step back, remain calm, trust the process, and let Brian Kelly do his thing. He was hired for a reason. And the past couple years, LSU's been on a downward trend, right? Since the 2019 national championship, it's been going downhill. And there needs to be a culture change. And one of the ways you change the culture, and it's inevitable, is that you basically make a lot of wholesale changes. Brian Kelly's going to bring in people that he knows, people that he trusts. A lot of the people Brian Kelly are bringing in, which I'll talk about in a minute too, are either former head coaches like Frank Wilson, former coordinators, people that have called plays on the field, right? No one person is bigger than the LSU program. Brian Kelly's not bigger than the program. Corey Raymond's not bigger than the program. No one is. I am an LSU fan above all else, right? And I will remain an LSU fan above all else. You need to trust the process. You need to trust what this coach is doing. He knows what he's doing. You may not agree with it. You may not like it. Look, Corey Raymond, I'm sure, is a great guy. And Kevin Falk is a great guy. And they've been around this program for a long time. And both played here, right? They built helped build this culture that we have now. They helped build DBU. They helped build the running back room. But the past few years haven't been great. And if two morons like Coach O and Les Miles can win national championships with being almost incompetent half the time, then you get somebody in here like Brian Kelly, and they're gonna win. It may not be next year. It may be the year after. Trust Brian Kelly. Trust the process. Trust what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. He knows what kind of program he wants to build here. Okay? And this happened when Saban came in. There were a lot of wholesale changes that he made that a lot of people didn't like. And it took a couple of years. And he finally won a national championship and left and then went on to be the greatest college football coach of all time, right? Trust the man. That's all I can tell you. Trust the man. We don't know the big picture. We don't know all the everything that's going on. We just have to know that Brian Kelly is trying to put LSU in the best position that he thinks can win. We're still going to get defensive backs here, right? We're still going to get great running backs. This is still going to be DBU. We're just going to have different people coaching. And that's okay. There needed to be a cleanse of this program. Now, I know you bring back Frank Wilson, who was here a long time, and there's a couple coaches that they're retaining, but there really needed to be just kind of a cleanse of this program, a fresh start, especially after what O did and his staff. And look, I'm not saying us losing was Corey Raymond's fault, right? It's not. I'm not blaming it on him. But a lot of times when you have a new coach come in, it helps to clear the air and start fresh. And you look at it on a human level, it sucks for those coaches, right? That they've been here for that long and they have to leave. But a lot of times that's just what happens. You look at NFL coaches, they always pretty much get rid of people when they come in and bring in their own people. In college, it's kind of going to that too. You get rid of the previous staff and you bring in new people. The people who are mad about LSU being what 11-11 the past 2 seasons are the same people that are complaining that they're not retaining their coaches. You can't have it both ways, right? They had the talent there and they went 500. And some of that falls on O, but some of that falls on the position coaches. And you just need to start fresh. Brian Kelly's going to bring in the people that he wants to bring in. Tommy Moffitt, let go. I think he'd been at LSU for like 10 or 20 years. He was a strength and conditioning coordinator. A lot of players have spoken out, just not necessarily poo-pooing the idea of letting him go, just kind of upset that he is getting let go. Like they love that man, right? He's somebody that brought them along, trained them, somebody who was strict. Like he was a conditioning guy. And he was let go. It's kind of a part of the wholesale change. Now, to take his place, they hired Jacob Flint. Jacob Flint, I know he's going to be doing the strength and conditioning. He has an official title, which is, nope, doesn't. Jacob Flint, Director of Athletic Development. So it's basically like kind of the same thing, the conditioning coordinator. He's taking over where Tommy Moffitt is leaving. Flint is a guy that was, I believe, the co-director of strength and conditioning at Notre Dame. So obviously, it's somebody that Brian Kelly knows. Greg McMahon. He retired. He was a special teams coach. Now, he won a Super Bowl and also won two national championships. He won a Super Bowl with the Saints and two national championships with LSU. So he's been around a while, right? They hired Brian Polian to be the new special teams coach. He was a special teams co-coordinator at Notre Dame. He's also the son of Bill Polian, who was a longtime GM for the Colts. So Greg McMahon leaves, Brian Polian's in. And you know, it's funny, a lot of these names you hear now and you probably won't hear again. Like, how often do you talk about the special teams coach, right? Or the strength and conditioning coach? Like, these are people that are usually behind the scenes that you don't really hear about very much. Kerry Cooks was hired by LSU. He's a former Oklahoma and Notre Dame DB coach and co-defensive coordinator. He is taking Corey Raymond's spot with the DBs. Brad Davis, who is the interim coach, coached the O-line this season. He will be staying on as the O-line coach. So that's one coach they are retaining. He's the only one other than kind of Frank Wilson that they're bringing back so far. We still don't know who the defensive coordinator is going to be. We still don't know who the offense coordinator is going to be. Durante Jones is still sitting out there. I don't know if they're going to retain him or not. I don't know if he's been told or not. So we just have to wait and see. I'm starting to wonder if the reason why we haven't brought in an offensive defensive coordinator yet is because maybe they're still coaching. Maybe they're in the pros or in college. Maybe they're on one of the four playoff teams in college football. So I expect something to probably be named in the next, I don't know, few weeks or months once college football ends. You've had a few people sign with other teams, and that's fine. I think that Brian Kelly probably has his eye on who he wants, and we'll go get him. We'll be able to pay him a good amount of money. Brian Kelly has been hitting the recruiting trail hard, and so have the coaches that he's hired. Like I told you before, I've seen pictures of Frank Wilson with recruits. I've seen pictures of Brian Kelly with recruits, and they're working it hard, right? They know that they're going to need to keep together as much of the incoming class as they can, and they were really going to need to hit the transfer portal. Now, speaking of coaches, we've had a few people decide to transfer out. Sorry, speaking of players, we've had a few decide to transfer out. Deion Smith, freshman wide receiver, who really kind of came on a little bit for a couple of games after Boutte went out. He has decided to enter the transfer portal. Max Johnson, who was LSU's starting quarterback, has decided to enter the transfer portal. His brother Jake Johnson, who was a recruit coming in, he was the number one tight end in the country. He is decommitted from LSU. And Dacoldis Crawford, who's a wide receiver, he's one of LSU's kind of long-term commitments, one of the first ones to commit. He is decommitted from LSU. As far as Dacoldis Crawford goes, it's very possible that he's going to go somewhere else, but it's also possible he could end up staying at LSU. He basically said he was reopening his recruitment. And that, if I'm Coach Brian Kelly, I see this as an opportunity to go in and recruit him again. He fell in love and chose LSU for a reason. I think it's possible that he just wants somebody to come in and love, give him some love and recruit him. Whether he ends up at LSU or ends up somewhere else, best of luck to him. Now, going back to Max Johnson, Deion Smith. Especially with Max Johnson, there are a lot of people that have been upset with the fact that he's transferring out. Oh, he's a quitter. He's this, he's that. He quit on his team. You can't fault a kid for reading a situation. And if he has an outlet to maybe go somewhere else, he chooses to do so. There's a famous guy that did this a few years ago named Joe Burrow, who left Ohio State and came to LSU. Same thing. He quit on his team at Ohio State and he came to LSU. It's good for the goose, it's good for the gander, right? There are several others that have done this as well. You have to take the good with the bad. Kids are going to transfer out. Especially when there's new coaching coming in, kids are going to transfer out. I would assume, and this is just my assumption, that Brian Kelly probably had a meeting or met with Max Johnson and possibly told him what direction he was looking to go in at the quarterback position. And he felt it was in his best interest to enter the transfer portal and go somewhere else. It's fine. At first, I was kind of curious about why he would do it now as opposed to playing when there's really only one game left. And the obvious answer is injury, right? You don't want to play in the game, get injured, and ruin your next season with a team that you're going to. It hurts your shine. It hurts you trying to go somewhere else. And wherever he ends up, he ends up. I wish him nothing but the best. And like I said, you can't blame the kid for wanting to be in the best situation that he can be in. Coaches leave. Brian Kelly just left Notre Dame. You could say he quit on his team and came here. People do it. It's as much as they want to say that college football is a game and it's a, whatever. It's a business, right? It's a business. From the coaches to the players, it's a business. And if he feels he needs to go somewhere else, then God bless him. Now, what does that do for LSU? Well, let's back up a second. LSU made a bowl. They're going to be in the Texas Bowl versus Kansas State, January 4th, I believe. So that leaves with one scholarship quarterback in Nussmeier and two walk-ons. Do you burn, Nussmeier was supposed to be saving, they were saving him because of a red shirt. They wanted a red shirt. So do you burn the red shirt, let him play, or do you go with one of the walk-ons? It's the Texas Bowl. You're playing against Kansas State. I don't know that you burn his red shirt just to have a quarterback. I'm at this point, I'm more worried about LSU being able to field a team for the bowl game. Because you're going to have players that are going to, juniors or seniors that are going to opt out of the bowl and say they're preparing for the draft. You add that to the injuries that we already have. And then you add to that, so you got injuries, you got people that won't play in the bowl because they're opting out, and then you got people that may enter the transfer portal. And I can tell you that this ain't over. More people are going to transfer out, and we will get more people in. As you look around college football, and this is, Oklahoma's got a new coach now, right? Florida's got a new coach. USC's got a new coach. People are hitting the transfer portal left and right. They've had a lot of people hit the transfer portal from Oklahoma. They do it every year. Players hit the transfer portal. We will be able to bring in people to fill these slots. Now, we won't be able to do it by the bowl game, but we'll be able to do it by next year. And, you know, I think I mentioned last week, you heard a report that Brian Kelly reached out to Miles Brennan. Maybe Max left because Miles is coming back. I don't know. Would it surprise me? No, not at all. I think you need somebody next year to come in and to lead this team before Walker Howard steps in, which I think he would probably do his second year, unless Nussmeier makes a lot of improvements in the offseason. Maybe Walker Howard could come in and do it. I don't know. I can promise you they're going to get transfers. They'll probably get a transfer quarterback. They'll get some, you know, probably wide receivers. I don't know who else at this point. You don't know who else is going to enter the transfer portal for our team. I'm hoping that, you know, people like Butte will stay. Corey Kiner will stay. But you don't know. You know, they lost, Corey Kiner lost his running backs coach in Kevin Falk. You just never know what's going to happen. Like I was saying before, trust Brian Kelly. Trust the process. He is in he uses the word alignment a lot, right? He's in alignment with the president of LSU, with Scott Woodward, athletic director, and Brian Kelly. They're all in alignment. They all have a vision of where they want this to go. Give Brian Kelly a chance to enact his plan. It'll all flush out in the wash. Either we're going to win games or we're going to lose games. If we lose games and we're not a successful program, well, then obviously the moves are wrong and Brian Kelly will go. But if we're winning, ain't nobody going to say nothing about anything. Give him a chance. Let him do his thing. Everybody needs to calm down. Take a breath. Take a step back. Let all this play out. There's so much news flying at you. There's so much information come out every single day. It's hard not to get wrapped up in it. I've been wrapped up in it. I've been on my phone and on Twitter constantly looking for updates on things that are going on. It's every day. I think like 5 or 6 or 7 different things happened on Tuesday between Corey Raymond, players transferring in and out, Moffitt leaving, people getting hired, people get fired. I mean, it was nuts. And it's just part of the process. Everybody be patient. Take a breath and be patient. Couple of congratulations. Damone Clark being named second team All-America. All-American. Malik Nabers and Mason Smith have been named SEC All-Freshman team. How Jack Besh didn't make that team is beyond me. He tweeted out something like motivation. So he's, you know, is kind of pumped for next year and ready to go. Hopefully he stays with the team because I think he's a very good player, good asset. Just because players are leaving doesn't make them bad people. Like I said, they just want to be put in the best position that they can be in to succeed. And you can't fault them for that. That's why Joe Burrow came here. That's why Brian Kelly came here. You know, they both left teams that were very successful teams. And they wanted to come here to win football games. And I think Brian Kelly's here to do that. I think he has a vision. I think he's going to do it. So let the man do his job. Some other news. That's all really football stuff there. I mean, a lot of stuff going on. It's all good. Well, it's not all good. You know, there's some sad stuff in there, but I think it's going to end up being all good. LSU Gymnastics announced today that they have like smashed their previous record of season tickets that are sold for this season coming up. They've eclipsed the 7,000 mark for season tickets. So congrats to them. I think they're at 7,040, which is the most they've had ever. LSU basketball. Let's see. They play coming up. They haven't played in like a while. I think they had a 10-day break. They play on Saturday. Saturday, 5 o'clock against Georgia Tech. So look for that. It is going to be on ESPN2. One thing I will say about LSU basketball, to change the subject a little bit, LSU, their last game was against Ohio. It wasn't, they won, but it was a sloppy game by LSU standards, right? And they still pulled it out. They won 66 to 51. But what impressed me was after the game. After the game, Will Wade was in his press conference, and the only thing he could talk about was how bad they played. How bad they played in a win. How they have to clean up a lot of the stuff they're doing because they're not it's not sustainable, is his exact words. This is not sustainable if we keep playing this way. And you love seeing that in a coach. He's not content with what they're doing. He wants more out of them. He said, "We're going to take the next 10 days and reset because right now we're not playing well." But they're 8-0. Like, they haven't lost a game. But he knows what the future holds. He knows the SEC schedule's coming up, and he knows that we have to do better. And you love that in a coach. He's not just satisfied with okay performances. He wants greatness. And that is amazing. And I can't wait to see what this team does the rest of the season. I'm very excited to see them play even more. One of the best defensive teams, like I've said, I've seen in a very long time. So look forward to that. Trying to think if there's anything else to talk about. Talking about Brian Kelly for a second. Like I said, to trust him and to give him a chance. Same thing with the coordinators that they're bringing in. Let them get their people in, let them give them a chance. This is all going to unfold, and it's going to take a while, but it's going to unfold. Will we be national champions next year? Doubt it. Maybe, but I doubt it. But just let them do their job and trust them. Okay? Give them a chance. Wholesale change was absolutely needed, and that's what he's doing. So just let him do his thing. That is all the show we have for you right now. We want to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and for telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol United Network. We only have to subscribe to one feed to receive multiple podcasts, including the Two Point Conversion Instant Reaction Show, the Dome Patrol Podcast, the BSN Beer Saints Podcast, the Pelican Plunge, the Premier League Podcast, Taking Over with Billy Gunn, and, of course, the Tiger's Den. Follow each show on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast, at Dome Patrol UK, at BSN Beer Media, at Taking the Over, at Tiger_podcast, and at Dome Patrol Prem. Follow us on Facebook for our live streams. If you want to participate in game day chat, DM us on Twitter and to get an invitation to the Dome Patrol Discord server. And if you want to listen to us the old-fashioned way, you can always go to domepatrolpodcast.com. Thank you for listening, and we will see you on the other side. Good night, Tiger Nation.